State parks across Texas reopened this morning, albeit with limitations. Retail stores can reopen this Friday for delivery and pickup orders. These are the first steps in Governor Greg Abbott's plan to reopen the Texas economy. He laid out the plan last Friday. As KERI's Christopher Connolly reports, the governor says it'll be incremental and science-based, which raises questions about testing.
Abbott said the progress Texas made in slowing the spread of COVID-19 could be quickly reversed if we get too lax about social distancing too fast.
A core component of the ability for Texas to open up our businesses and open up more of our socializing is going to be tied to the increased testing that we will be conducting.
Texas has done a lot of testing for COVID-19, but when it comes to per capita testing, most other states are doing a better job. Abbott didn't say on Friday exactly how much he wants testing to increase, but he said it will.
In the short term, you can continue daily increases with the information that we have about a massive amount of testing capability coming to Texas by late April, early May. It'll be going up quite a bit.
New estimates out this weekend from the Harvard Global Health Institute say the nation as a whole needs to ramp up significantly before reopening the economy. By their recommendations, Texas should be doing at least 44,000 tests per day. Last week, the state averaged about 8,000 tests per day. Put another way, at minimum, Texas has to do 5 times as many tests each day to meet the Harvard standard, and other public health experts want even higher standards. So, what happens if we do less social distancing, but we don't do more tests?
Let's say, for example, people are starting to move about and somebody does have coronavirus.
Epidemiologist Bijal Balasubramanian is the regional dean of UT Health School of Public Health in Dallas.
When they are not feeling too well, if they cannot quickly get the test that they need, and this person is still out there in the community, they are likely to keep spreading this virus pretty quickly.
She says public health departments also need the capacity to quickly trace that person's contacts, which means an army of people working the phones, calling anyone who may have been exposed, and a good system to share that information, which is no small task.
We will need assistance just like every other state.
That's Aaron Carlson from the UT Arlington School of Nursing and Innovation. Governor Abbott says the vice president assures him the feds will help increase testing capacity, but Carlson says they haven't done a great job so far.
The federal government should have avoided an unfunded mandate in this situation and should provide assistance with testing and contact investigations. Both testing and contact investigations are essential to preventing a resurgence of disease.
Carlson says the governor's data-driven approach to reopening the economy is right, but can only work if he has enough data to drive his decisions in the right direction. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.